Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call to leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming 1,000th show, October 24th in Salt Lake City. Wow. That's where we did our first live show back in 2000. And also, you can attend our 1,001st show. That's October 25th in Salt Lake City. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. It's Paul Belacik from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear you. What do you do in Nashville?
So my brother and I are both fantasy artists. And along with my sister, Sarah, we own a company called Eridani Studios, which is best known for making hand-painted prosthetic elf ears.
What?
You know, I'm going to have a conversation with my call with my screeners because you're like the fifth guy like that this month. Quite seriously, who buys these things?
Everyone.
I'm going to tell you, there's about 3,000 people in front of me and none of them are wearing elf ears. Are you saying that you keep them for more formal occasions? I don't understand.
I mean, when I went to see you guys in Nashville, I didn't wear my elf ears to the live taping, so.
I appreciate that. That might have been interesting. Well, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
It went down on one root, not a knee, and said, "You're the dryad for me." I know it seems sappy, I'm nestled and happy, because I just married a...
tree.
Yes, a tree.
No one would get that.
A woman in England has married a tree in a ceremony this week. The 34-year-old woman invited her friends and family to the ceremony, and this is true, even her supportive boyfriend was present, eagerly awaiting his first threesome.
Oh, God, Peter.
Worth it.
Worth it.
In addition to expressing her desire to be legally wedded to a woody plant, the nuptials were a way to bring awareness to the local green space that's under threat from development. Instead of chaining herself to the tree, as other activists might, the bride is making the tree her ball and chain, you see?
So she's got to move in with him, huh? Because he's rooted. He can't move in with her.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of us are transplants.
Yeah. The tree used to only date other plants, but it's branching out.
Stump!
Stump. Sorry.
Here's your next limerick.
Loch Ness has a scary reveal. So I let out a shriek and a squeal. I prefer giant creatures with less slimy features. They tell me that Nessie's an...
eel?
Yes, eel! Yeah. We can all breathe a sigh of relief now that a group of researchers have concluded, they say, that the legendary Loch Ness Monster is likely just a massive swarm of monster eels. Go to sleep, Billy. No monster here. Just a nest of giant water snakes. Scientists testing the water of Loch Ness, they found no traces of like a prehistoric animal, but instead they claimed to find, quote, eel DNA at pretty much every location sampled, unquote, including, they say, right behind you. I mean, it's kind of sad if this is true, because if you're like me, you grew up your entire life hearing about, you know, Nessie is this monster, or maybe it's a dinosaur. Turns out it's eels. It turns out we've been catfished by an eel. So remember that famous picture of what looks like the neck of like a plesiosaur or whatever it is coming out of the water? That was just an eel going, guys, watch this!
Do you think that they're all like working together to be like, I'll be the neck, and then some of you get like slightly above and they'll look like a hump. And then there's like an eel who sneaks on shore, and then he comes back and he's like, they think it's a monster! It's working!
Here is your last limerick.
Some more wedges and slices here, please. This conveyor belt moves them with ease. It's like a toy train. Here's the Gouda again. It's a sushi bar only with...
cheese.
Yes, cheese.
The opposite of sushi.
Exactly.
In a lot of ways.
If you like the idea of conveyor belt sushi, but wish it was worse for your health, then you will love the world's first endless cheese conveyor belt restaurant in London. It's like a factory assembly line with the final product being clogged arteries. The restaurant is called Pick and Cheese. Not my lame joke, theirs.
You know, the first time I heard of conveyor belt sushi, I thought, what a cool idea. And then I actually went to one and I was like, gross.
This is the first time that I'm hearing of either, and I think they're both horrifying.
You've never been to conveyor belt sushi?
What would make you feel less like a human being than just sitting there and then like a slow thing of food comes by? You don't know how long it's like been around. Like, what if it goes around once and you're like, I remember that cheese.
Wait a minute.
I can't believe this thing started in London and not Wisconsin.
You'd think.
Don't you think?
But you know, it's fancy. It's fancy gourmet cheese. You know, like
in Wisconsin, the belt would lead directly into your mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Bill, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul heard every clue. He was all ears. For a perfect score.
Congratulations, Paul. Well done. Thanks, Paul, so much for playing.
Thanks so much. Bye, Peter.
Bye-bye.